Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in just about 10 minutes, we'll be joined by Annie Yu from WUSA 9. Coming up at 8:35 to get the latest on the Francis Scott Key bridge collapse that happened overnight in Baltimore. That happened at 1:30 a.m. this morning. So we'll get an update on that in just about 10 minutes. Right now, though, we're going to give away Nationals opening day tickets Monday, April 1st, against the Pittsburgh Pirates. We're going to play round robin Nationals, Who Am I?
Wow.
So we'll get three callers lined up on the line at the same time, and if they know who we're describing, they jump in with their name. They guess. If they guess correctly, they win the tickets.
And this,
if
of course, is round robin, and we don't know collectively who we're thinking of.
We have nobody has any
idea.
So
I could give a
right
clue,
now.
And Cakes has no idea who I'm thinking of,
right.
So he has to give a clue, a second clue, based off of my clue.
That's correct.
But it could be someone totally different than I'm thinking
That's
of.
That's the way this works, yes.
Yep.
All right, so let's get three callers on the line, say hello to them, and get them lined up, and then we will be off and running.
All right, let's go to Tom in Fredericksburg. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
hello,
doing great.
Tom.
Let's go to Nick in Alexandria. Hey, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, hello. Buddy. Good morning. And let's go to Walter in Warrenton. Oh, my God, that is so deep. Bought a car there once. Oh, my God.
It is deep. All right, so Tom, Nick, and Walter, we will give clues. If you know who we're talking about, jump in, use your name. If you guess incorrectly, you miss the next clue. And then we keep going until we get a winner, okay?
Okay.
All right,
sounds
guys
good.
Are clear on the rules.
Yep.
All right, Valdezzi, spin the wheel. We don't know who's going to go first here. We have no idea. We don't know where the wheel's going to land. We just don't know. Could land anywhere. Could land on Mike Maher. Who knows?
Who's going first?
I don't know. You're usually the one that doles it out, so I'm going to lean on you here.
Mike Maher.
Mike Maher is on deck.
Oh, do I have to play this?
Yeah, you do.
Potentially.
Mike's got to watch a round.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Mike's out.
Time.
Yeah.
All right. Matt Cahill.
All right.
First clue?
First clue is I grew up in the Midwest.
Midwest. All right. A Midwest guy. All right. Interesting.
Grew up in the Midwest.
Right. Take it however you want.
I'm out. I'm out.
Midwest.
I'm trying to line up details for our next guest. You do.
All right. You're out.
I'm out.
All right. So, grew up in the Midwest is your first clue.
Okay.
Nobody has an answer.
No,
all right. Second clue.
Nobody has an answer.
Second
Spin
clue.
The wheel. Spin it.
World's worst game.
That's a great
I thought
game.
JP was in charge of the world's worst game. It turns out Cakes is.
Apparently I am.
All right.
It's Mr. Cakes.
I mean, I'm looking at the roster. Not that my guys grew up in the Midwest and
I mean, does
I know.
Judge
just hoard everyone.
Are you even thinking of anybody?
I 100% have somebody.
Okay.
All right. I'm just looking at the roster. I'm going to say I'm a relief pitcher.
Do you think Drab knows who that is?
I don't know who Drab's thinking about.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You think he could name more than one relief pitcher on the team?
Probably not this
Can
guy.
Can you name more than three players on the team?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't say I could, though.
All right. No.
Neither did I.
Tom, Nick, or Walter, they have no idea who we're talking about at this point. We have
no
Brooklyn
idea.
Midwest and relief pitcher. Hope you guys have your rosters in front of you.
I just cheat.
All right.
Obviously, just all you right. got to cheat.
Who's it land on?
To win this game. It lands on Lurch.
I thought this game would be easy. Yeah, usually the way you do the pull back the curtain, you go with the low hanging fruit, one or two clues, you get a winner. But apparently this is not the case here.
All right. All right, it's landed on me.
Yeah, yes. It's landed on you. All right. Lurch.
Kind of the Midwest. All right. I could be one of the two closers on this team.
Walter.
I think got in by a split second.
Walter.
Kyle Finnegan.
There you
go. Winner, there we go.
Is that who you were thinking of?
No.
Not too bad. That's Grabby? Who I was thinking of.
Okay.
No.
Who were you thinking of?
He was thinking of Jake Irvin.
Jake Irvin.
Oh.
But see, once Minnesota. Cakes went to relief.
Okay. Bloomington, Minnesota. Okay. That's
you didn't see
Midwest.
That right.
I kind of missed that one.
Once Cakes went to relief pitcher,
yeah.
Irvin is
okay.
a starter. So I had to veer.
I whittled it down. It's perfect.
Yeah, I had to veer.
Walter's a winner. Gets two tickets to Nationals opening day, Monday, April 1st, against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The first 20,000 fans get a reversible bucket hat. Pre-game festivities include an appearance by the world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales, red carpet player intros, live music, face painters, balloon twisters, and more. All of your gates open at 2 p.m. for opening day. So have fun, Walter. Enjoy. See, that wasn't that painful.
Oh, man.
That,
I got, right.
that was not the most
so
painful
Walter's
game
the
show.
Walter's the winner. All right, so I got to put Walter unlock. Yeah.
Yes, hold. Put him on hold.
Hold. All
good
right.
job, Walter.
And Tom in Fredericksburg, I got to unlock and just dump him.
He's just gone.
There you go.
Bye, Tom. Thank you for playing.
All right, stay on hold,
that's a
Walter.
Good prize, man. Opening day.
It's a great prize.
April 1st.
And by the way, later in the show, let's say 9:45, make an appointment, giving away live and Stone Temple Pilots tickets when they come to Jiffy Lube live.
Yeah, that's gonna round robin. Name that song.
No, I don't know if we're doing the round robin. We played with fire there, got away with it.
Oh.
All right, I know that Drab is talking to Annie over at Channel 9. She's a longtime friend of the show. She's been on the show a bunch of times.
Yep.
She's gonna update us on the Maryland deal or the bridge collapse. She's been like on air apparently for hours. She's I guess. Kind of sat in or listened in on a couple of press conferences
right.
so she can give us the latest. Obviously, if you've woken up by now and you've been plugged in at all, you've heard about it. It's one of those horrifying things when you see the video. I think there actually has been two rescues so far.
That's good
which
news.
Is incredible.
That's great.
One is like kind of unharmed, like uninjured, it seems like. The other one's in kind of really tough shape.
I mean,
so who knows? But the water, like we said, is freezing.
Yes.
And so I just don't know how, even if you survive the impact of the fall.
Yeah. How long can you last? 5 minutes?
To me, I don't even know you can last that long.
The most terrifying thing would not be falling into the water. That's horrible, but it's the steel from the bridge raining down on
you.
Like, yeah, of course.
And knocking you in the head, and then you're down at the bottom of the river.
But can you even imagine the impact, though? Just imagine... You're on a bridge in a car, and your bridge collapses. That impact?
No, it's.
I mean, how do you survive that? How the hell do you survive? You're in a car. You plunge. What is that? How tall do you think that is? 40 feet?
Oh, it's got to be higher than that.
I would think higher than that.
Even higher than that?
Yeah. I looked it, but who knows?
60 to 80, maybe 100 feet.
Mate.
And then, like you said,
I don't know.
Once you are in the water,
the water's
in
freezing.
The Patapsco. It's a Patapsco.
Patapsco River.
Patapsco
yeah.
River.
I mean, that water has got to be in the 40-degree temp range.
Certainly.
You
maybe mid 40s.
Patapsco. Do you ever go with like
swimming in the Patapsco?
I don't know. What do you guys do over there?
No, I grew up on the Magathie River.
All right. What about the Dundalkians? Do they?
I don't think
or water ski?
Jet ski.
I have no idea.
I don't know if there's a lot of like.
You do that on the bay in the bay.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? I'm out of my depth here.
I don't know what
people do around
the Patapsco River. Is it a huge body of water?
Well, where that is it's very industrial.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's a lot of swimming and jet skiing going on in that area.
It's probably gross. Like
that water?
Yeah, like the Anacostia. Is it like that?
It's probably very dirty.
Yeah.
Where the bridge is. Yes.
Right.
The bridge has 185 feet of clearance. Under
185 feet.
Wow. Yep. We were way underselling.
You're not going to survive that. All right. So is Annie? Is she gonna do a video hit for us or just audio?
Just phone her.
All right. Let's go to Annie here. She's of course from Channel 9.
Yep.
We love Annie. Annie's been coming on this show off and on for I don't know 15 years.
It's been a long time.
Been a long time. Hey Annie. Could she hear us?
Hi Annie.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time. We know you're super busy.
Give us the latest. I know you've been on the air for hours.
Yeah, we've been on the air since 4:25 this morning nonstop. I'm just getting a break now before we go back on at 9 a.m. I literally walked into the newsroom when this happened. It was just after 1:30 this morning, and we saw the video that I'm sure many of you have seen by now. But we now know, we got an update from the fire chief, James Wallace, the chief of Baltimore Fire Department, and we have confirmed that just after 1:30, they got numerous 911 calls that there were people in the water in the area of the Key Bridge, of course, the Patapsco River below. They got indication that a ship may have struck the Key Bridge. Of course, water rescue ensues. Multiple agencies involved in this, including marine operations, helicopters, Coast Guard, the whole nine. And we've had two press conferences since then, and we know that they were able to rescue two people from the water. One person walked away, no transport, no injuries.
Unbelievable.
The second person was taken to the trauma center, and they are listed in serious condition. Right now, it's still an active search and rescue mission. We know that there were a number of MDOT workers on the bridge at the time of the collapse. The crews were doing some sort of concrete deck repair work. But, you know, it's tough conditions out there.
I mean, the water has to be freezing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The water temperature, cold. We're talking maybe 48 degrees or less.
Cold plunge.
And it doesn't. Yeah. And of course, you know, this is one of the nation's busiest ports. It's a landmark in Baltimore. It's been there for nearly 50 years. The bridge just celebrated, I believe, an anniversary on March 23rd. It was built back in 1977. And we know that 31,000 cars a day cross over this bridge. So it's a major bridge. And for people to wake up this morning and the bridge not be there, it's a complete shock, disbelief. And at this point, the mayor, Brandon Scott, he's not even talking about the rebuild efforts. He's asking for prayers for those impacted, the families, the first responders working hard this morning. This is an unthinkable tragedy, and we're just hoping that they will be able to rescue more people out of the water. But a lot of apparatus involved. The FBI is also involved in this. And, you know, we asked about why the FBI is involved, and we're told that they don't believe at this point there's anything nefarious at standard operating procedure in an event like this. But yes, they are involved in the investigation.
Annie, I mean, if it collapsed at 1:30, it's 8:30. Mm-hmm. Nope, there's no survivors at 8:30 in the 40 degree water, right? I mean, that's impossible.
It's tough. It's tough. You know, and when we asked about just hope for the families, we were told by Paul Wiedefeld. We're all familiar with Paul Wiedefeld. He was head of Metro, and now he's the secretary of the Maryland Department of Transportation. And, you know, he said that there is a facility set up right now with health professionals to help. So that's how he handled that question. But, yeah, I mean, we're just trying to offer some sort of glimmer of hope, because you're just hoping for the best, right? But we're still told it is a search and rescue mission.
What were we going to say, Jason?
Active search and rescue mission.
Is there any, you probably don't know this, they probably don't know either, but so they've rescued two people. Is there any idea of how many other people they're looking for?
Yeah, the number is seven. They're looking for upward of seven people. We asked, how do they know that number? How do they know vehicles were on the bridge? They said that they have sonar, I guess, sophisticated, you know, equipment that can detect vehicles on the bridge. So I trust that, you know, that's the number we were given. I know there was a report of maybe 20 people out there, but officially from the authorities, we were told that they are still looking for upward of seven people. And it's going to be an all day. They just got daylight, right? So that was one of the big things. They were dealing with darkness. They didn't really know what they were dealing with out there, whether there was an oil spill. But the sun rose just after like 7:15 or so, and now they're able to kind of get a better sense of what the situation is. But just a tough situation all around.
So you said the FBI is involved, and they're saying there's nothing nefarious. So it's not what's the word I'm looking for? It's not sabotage,
terrorism.
Right? There's no terrorism involved, right? But so let me ask you this: Have they talked to whoever was driving the boat, and or the man or men driving the boat? And was there a loss of power? What happened there?
Right. So there are reports out there, unconfirmed. We have not been able to confirm this yet, but there are reports that it might have been some sort of power issue or propulsion issue. But, you know, when we asked about it officially to the authorities, it's still way too early in the investigation. But if that, you know, that is something that they're looking at, right? They're looking at all aspects of this investigation. Was there a fuel spill? You know, was there something involving the power shortage? But yeah, those are all aspects of the investigation that they're trying to still work out.
Annie, what is the, like Valdez is like kind of from that area, and he's even asking, what are the alternate routes for folks that live out there?
Oh boy. So they were advising people to use 695 shut down completely. They were advising to use 95. Valdez, I don't know if you can hear me, but the outer loop detoured off 695 at Maryland 10, so exit 2.
Yeah, that's off. So past Ordnance Road, they shut down the entire exit. So you basically can't get on, you can't get on 695 from 10. So I guess you would have to take 2 into Brooklyn / Dundalk. I don't know. Like, I have no idea. Like, if I wanted to go visit my relatives in Dundalk, like, I wouldn't be able to get it.
There?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't be able to get in there. I guess I'd have to take 2 into the city, then come back south.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They're redirecting everyone to take 95 or 895 instead, just to avoid whole 695 Southeast corridor.
You'll go through the tunnel, go north, and then just catch it, come back south if you had to get to that.
And then Annie, imagine if this happened, you know, happened at 1:30 in the morning or 1 in the morning.
Imagine if
it happened at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. How many cars would have been on that?
To only have seven people
talking about that
is amazing.
I'm surprised that they're only looking for 7. There was no other, you know, just regular pedestrians driving over the bridge at the time.
Well, you know, they also mentioned possibly a tractor trailer was on the bridge.
Pedestrians,
I mean, if you watch
driving?
The video closely.
Oh yeah, I guess they weren't walking. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Annie.
No, they weren't walking, but. You know, you could see there's a tractor trailer in that video, and he did speak to that. So at that time, I mean, it was the MDOT workers and possibly just a few cars driving across, right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Annie, we know you're busy. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for coming on.
Before you go back on the air, we appreciate your time, Annie. Wish it was under better circumstances.
Love you guys so much.
Oh, thank you. Love you. Okay. Thank you.
All right, that's Annie Yu from WUSA9 giving us the latest on the bridge collapse in Baltimore. I know also Maryland declared a state of emergency within the past few hours as well in the wake of that bridge collapse. When we come back, we'll get into the NFL's owners' meetings in Orlando. There's a big rule change coming to the NFL this fall. We'll tell you about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.